Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and thank you so much for listening to these Daily Phil devotionals. We pray that it really blesses you. Today's devotional is called When Jesus Waits. John 11:6 says, "So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was." This has always struck me as an interesting little anecdote. On hearing that his good friend Lazarus was gravely ill, Jesus waits for 2 days. It doesn't say that Jesus needed to work on something for two more days. It doesn't tell us that Jesus couldn't leave for some other important ministry reason. It is written with absolutely no excuses, as if Jesus, the great healer, just decided to get a little rest in while his friend slowly passed away. I've often thought that this might not be the best example for us when trying to live like Jesus. When a crisis hits, when someone really needs your help, this passage might not be the best place to turn with the question, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Because what Jesus does here is not what we would or should do. You see, Jesus isn't giving them a lesson on pastoral care. He's got a much bigger lesson in store for them. In verses 14 to 15, Jesus explains exactly what that lesson is when he tells these confused disciples plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I'm glad that I was not there so that you may believe." Did you catch that? Jesus is glad that someone died? Now, clearly, he isn't glad because his friend died, or he wouldn't weep about it later. Instead, he is glad because of the opportunity his death will give him to teach us something that way more valuable than that momentary happiness. You see, in this scenario, Jesus could have made his disciples and Lazarus's family a whole lot happier if he would have hurried over and healed. But he didn't, because he had a purpose in his waiting. Jesus chose to not rush in and save the day so that he could teach his followers what it means to believe. He wanted to teach them about the nature of faith. The truth is, whether we like it or not, faith and waiting go hand in hand. Jesus knew he would not be there around forever to fix all of their problems at a drop of a hat. He knew most of life, especially the life of faith, involves waiting and hoping for what we don't quite see yet. See Hebrews 11:1 for more on that. Sure enough, we often find ourselves waiting for justice, waiting for reconciliation, and waiting for healing. In fact, most of the time, we are still waiting. I don't know about you, but most of the time when I pray for healing, it doesn't seem to come. At least not yet, and not here. But I think Jesus' point is we can't hold him to our timeline. You see, faith is not just the belief that Jesus can, but the hope that he will one day when he wants to on his timeline. And sure enough, we can have confidence that he will, because he did. We know that the same power that raised Lazarus from the grave, and the same power that later raised Jesus himself from the grave, that power will eventually raise our feeble bodies, giving us ultimate healing. But until then, we wait. Let's be thankful that we can wait with such amazing confidence. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.